This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Residents in Sydney, Australia, will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26th after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. 2 people have died in the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 30,429 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Search and rescue teams trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood in a tunnel being built in southern China. The Emergency Management Department in the city of Zhuhai says the cause of the flood is under investigation. Command center has been set up and the rescue teams from the region have been mobilized. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators. This news comes as the department, as President Joe Biden, is facing pressure on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. By remote, this is VOA News. Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro is in São Paulo Hospital for tests to determine if he will need emergency surgery because of an intestinal obstruction. The president's office said initially he was being examined because of persistent hiccups and that he was feeling well. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen during the 2018 campaign. In other news, COVID deaths and the cases are on the rise globally in a dispiriting setback that is triggering another round of restrictions and dampening hopes for an almost normal summer of fun. The World Health Organization reported Wednesday that deaths climbed last week after 9 straight weeks of decline, recorded more than 55,000 lives lost. A 3% increase from the week before. Cases rose 10% last week to nearly 3 million, the highest numbers recorded in Brazil, India, Indonesia, and Britain. The reversal has been attributed to low vaccination rates, the relaxation of mask rules, and other precautions, and the swift spread of the contagious Delta variant, which the WHO has said now identified in 11,100 countries and is expected to become globally dominant in the coming months. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruption after unprecedented protests erupted there last week. The French news agency reports that access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook and Twitter remain blocked. At the State Department, spokesman Ned Price said shutting down information pathways does not address the needs of Cuba's people. One person has died, more than 100 have been arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis in decades. Fierce wildfires here in the U.S. are threatening Native American lands in the Pacific Northwest. In north central Washington, hundreds of people in the town of Colville tribal land have been ordered to leave because of fires ignited by lightning. A leader of the Klamath tribes says that blaze has caused extensive damage to forests where the tribe has treaty rights. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.